And wonderful, wonderful Saturday to all of you out there enjoying the Bluegrass Festival. You're listening now to Wired Willow and The Truant Show. Welcome to a sunny day outside there. For those of you that are tuning in and not enjoying the festival, our theme today is all about summertime. And to start off, we've got a wonderful song from The Undertones.
Here comes the summer, here comes the
That second song was Huey Lewis and the News with Back in Time. And last week was also a sunny day until the thunder showers ruined it. But before that, the Truant Soundwaves went out and interviewed the people at the skateboard park. Shall we listen to what the Truant Soundwaves got up to?
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the Truant Soundwave Show. We're here at the skate park
competition in Westport.
We have some pretty cool skaters here.
We pretty much just got here. We might be late, but it's a last minute.
So, yeah. We're playing some pretty good music here. We're going to go try and interview some people when we get the chance.
First, I think the current competition now is gooder kind of competition, I think. This is to let our audience know that we know nothing about skateboarding. This is our first time, and
basically... We know absolutely nothing. And there's pretty bad wind here. We tried our best to cover it up.
It was one big venture to climb up here.
Seriously, I'm so out of breath.
Quite a lot of people here.
Harry Styles,
what?
No.
Should we interview some spectators right now?
Yes, we should.
Okay, start here.
Hello.
So what's your name?
My name's Kelly.
Okay, so what do you think of the skate competition so far?
Barely started.
Yeah. We can see that.
You gotta ask questions.
How are you? What's your favorite color?
Okay.
Purple. Okay, good. Cam's in Borman, everyone. Her favorite color is purple. She likes long walks on the beach and hot dogs.
Chicken burgers.
I just want to let you know that the headphones on these are really loud and my eardrums are bursting. I'm just looks like a giant nerd walking around with a microphone. These purple headphones. People aren't talking to me because my headphones are too manly for them. Here's a story about skating. I was here once with my class in like fifth or sixth class, and fourth class. And so this guy in my class loaned me his skateboard.
Yeah.
And I get the hang of like normally skating. So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go on one of the slopes. And the entire class was watching, right?
Yeah.
So I wasn't really experienced in skateboarding. So in other words, I fall. Land on my back.
Ow.
And the entire class, including my teacher, laughs at me, and I made a giant fool of myself.
Aww.
It was kind of a low point in my life.
Oh, hey, and they probably worked really hard. Well, most of these people, like, the times they've been coming to skateboard park, doing their best and just having fun at the same time. I didn't realize. I think they could have been practicing for skate competitions. They could have been.
A guy wanted to tell me that I wasn't projecting my voice enough while I was busking. So instead of just going, sorry, could you project? He stood at the other side of the road and yelled, project! And that worked.
Wow.
He gave me money as well, so.
Ah.
So let's get some money to talk to us.
To the radio. Grania.
Hey, let's go over there. Hey, what up? Hey, we're recording for the radio right now. So we're at the skate competition right now, so.
Sorry.
We just ran away.
They just ran away.
We're following you. We're going to terrorize you until you talk to us. Hey, Si.
Are you actually serious?
Yes. This is Half Cam. Say hi.
Hey there. Well, it's our version of it, like the other half.
Yeah.
Is that a remote? No, it's the Task Cam.
It's where we lost a spongy thing, so we just wrapped it in a scarf.
Good. That's very smart, guys.
So, are you enjoying the skate competition?
Yeah. It's hot, so I'm happy.
Who are you rooting for?
My mom.
Your mom's in the.
Yeah, she's over there.
Is she?
She's in the over 45.
Oh, awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, totally.
So, do I get money now?
We'll pay you later. Not on air, not on air.
On the radio, unfortunately. Okay. Hey, guys, let's go on the radio! Hey!
Sure, why not? Westport's awesome.
That's all you have to say?
No, nothing.
Poetry.
Do you want to be interviewed?
No.
You sure?
No interview.
This is going...
Okay, maybe we should interview them.
Okay, hey.
Hey, would you like to be interviewed for a radio station, for the local radio station?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, what do you need to ask us?
We're just going to be talking about the skate competition and stuff.
Yeah.
And the weather in summer. Okay. Okay. Say your name.
James is my name.
Okay, hello. Hello, James.
Hello.
How are you feeling today?
I'm doing very good.
Okay, so are you enjoying the skate competition?
Yeah, very much. Our grandson is here watching it. So
who's your grandson?
Jordan McMarlowe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shout out to Jordan. Woo.
Woo.
So it's the middle of summer right now.
Yeah.
What's your favorite parts about summer?
What's that?
What's your favorite parts about summer?
The sunshine.
Definitely. The hot weather kind of just attracts people.
I like that spring happens before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice way of spring. I was born in spring.
Yeah. I was born in autumn.
Autumn. It's a good month.
So autumn happens after summer. Everything just revolves around summer, except winter.
Yeah. Well, I think they chose a good day to have a skateboard park.
Yeah.
Especially with Ireland's typical weather where there's sun and then there's clouds and then there's sun.
But the weather forecast will start thundering and lightning later, so they'll start wrapping up soon.
Yeah,
I don't see the clouds yet, but clouds move rather fast in wind like this.
Yes.
They do, surely, yeah.
Well, so thank you for talking to us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nice to see you.
Okay.
See
you again. Okay. Bye.
Do you want to say any more shout-outs? Shout-outs,
and say hello to, we want to say hello to Holly and Dad as well. Ben, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and Tammy as well. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Special hello for Ruby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Interview you, Eleanor.
Okay, cool. What are you?
Topic is
Eleanor.
The interview of Eleanor
in from Eleanor's Corner.
The interview of Eleanor.
We'll keep that in. Okay, so Eleanor, just what's your name?
Eleanor Jane Foy.
Okay,
awesome.
So
very nice name.
I'm 14, January the 12th.
What school do you go to?
Sacred Heart School.
Wow, I never heard of that school.
You go to that school.
Really? I had no idea.
Someone's been in cloud nine for the past couple of months.
So how was your weekend, Eleanor?
My weekend was interesting.
So what are your hobbies, Eleanor?
My hobbies are acting, singing, being talkative. That's really just, I don't like sports. I actually hate them, so, you know.
Oh, I came up with a pun this morning.
A pun. Ooh.
Eleanor, you'll relate to this. Another movie, Frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And remember Olaf.
Yeah.
In my opinion, he's very cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friends Bernice and Eleanor.
Woo! Oh, are we done?
And I came up with another pun as well.
Oh.
During the weekend, thanks to one of my friends in Rice College.
Oh, a boy!
Ooh!
They have cooties, Bernice. That's disgusting. Okay. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Ooh, all you want, okay? Just a friend. Don't want to have to keep repeating myself. Acquaintance.
Friends, if you're watching, just like, text
listening.
Me. Say hey.
Quick, I just want to make sure we could be heard.
Forget the iPod is even there.
Wait, I have something to say. How do hipsters talk to each other?
Hipsters.
They converse.
I thought you were going to say that we were going to talk to their hips.
No, like, how did the hipster die? She fell into the mainstream and drowned. Okay, I'm going to stop making hipster jokes. I'm sorry, hipsters. You're cool. You can continue to your Tumblr.
Yeah, blog. You're like Olaf.
Oh, you probably already fit in some Irish here.
I'm getting my puns back. Ooh, speaking about Irish, have a few...
Let's see, we have to fit in some Irish here.
A thought for the day in Irish, and then translate it into English for anybody who has no clue of...
Eleanor's a good reader, she can read it out.
Anyone.
Yeah, anyone you want.
Is art or mock on sale? Life is strange. So, who thinks that life is strange and this paper is gone?
Life is strange. It's just undescribable how strange life can be.
I think it's cool.
Do you ever have that moment where you're looking in the mirror and you think, am I real? Is this really my life?
Actually, sometimes...
I was having one of those moments in, I don't know what class, I think it was in the middle of history. I was like, our lives are so insignificant. The entire universe is huge. We're merely just a speck. God is probably... That's probably why so many things are happening. God doesn't even notice us. It's like, we're just like, you know, in those weird Japanese animes. God is the senpai. Yeah. And we're just the weird girl. Notice me, senpai! Notice me, senpai! And God is just there like, okay, there's someone.
I love how you said that. Okay,
yeah. He's like, okay, we'll put an angel in your
world. I have to disagree with one of these. Aiming Baha on Scholar app, students have a great life.
I have
to disagree.
Yeah.
Only a teacher would give out that kind of a shanocle.
Yeah.
Who owns these?
I just read a book about angels. Angels are in heaven, and you know they're doing their angelly thing,
aka singing in Fall Out Boy.
And then they see the humans down on Earth, and they want to be like them, so they go down to Earth, and they try to act like humans, and you know they're all. And then when they try to go back up to heaven again, there's these angels that guard heaven. They strip the angels' wings off them, and they fall onto Earth, and they're called fallen angels.
So in other words, if I walk up to one of these people and I say, did it hurt when you fell from heaven, they just punch me in the face.
Yeah. And then the only way that they can save a human life and get back up to heaven and become a guardian angel again, but you know,
let's just push someone in front of a train and just pick them up again. There we go, I'm an angel. I push that person down a well, then I help them up again.
No, they act. No, in inverted commas, they accidentally fell, and I saved them.
Yeah, totally. We totally believe you, Bernice.
Yeah, I totally
believe. The truth and nothing but the truth.
Yeah. Are there any other questions for me?
Okay, then.
I love the way I just assume it's her. Like, last night, I had a friend who, or no, was it yesterday or something? I had a friend, and he kept assuming, he was like, what do you want to talk about? And I was like, I don't know. So you were like, come on, Bernice, you're the smart one. You think of something. So I'm like, okay.
Okay, one of you ask a question, because this Eleanor's Corner meeting is going to be pretty pointless if we don't. See?
Yeah. Now I can move on to facing bigger problems no more. High school drama graduated with honors. And I'm drinking coffee while I read the paper. I've been saving money, eating only soft ramen. Oh, now I get a holiday.
with PE being mandatory in school. I think PE is mandatory because, you know, everyone needs their physical education and stuff and, you know, exercise, because that's just important. But when people say it's an exam, it should be an exam subject, that's kind of... What are you going to be able to test on? How do you run? One foot in front of the other. No, it's foot in front of one other.
It's bending the knee to a 90-degree angle and then...
moving very, very fast.
Yes, and then slowly but surely overlapping your feet in a...
orderly fashion.
Exact position until a moving motion is...
One important rule you must take... or must do before you start running.
You drink a water. You drink a water, not water. You don't drink
water. It has seven letters.
Exercise.
Stretch.
Yes, that's it. I'm always on Facebook.
Facebook.
Like we're from New Jersey. Jersey now.
Get on Facebook.
I have a poem.
We're the Irish folk
with New Jersey roots.
Apologies.
Listening to this. Apologies.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kate Boss.
Oh yeah, K-pop, I love K-pop.
I've never heard of her. Apologies if you are listening to this, but apologies.
Sorry, buddy.
I say the K-pop cakes are delicious.
I say they are too. There's what's that thing, Ace of Cakes. They made an all-time low cake.
Oh my goodness.
It was like really, really cute. It was like, they just had little clay, like, modeling chocolate figures of the members. And it was really cute. I don't know. I don't think I'd ever want one of those cakes because I'd be like looking at it, being like, I don't want to eat that. But like, first of all, it doesn't look edible because it looks so nice.
I think
nice.
That's what I'll get you.
And I think I wouldn't want to ruin it. So
that's why
in the end, I just end up getting a chocolate cake. No, I get one of those really cheap chocolate cakes from Tesco, and those suit me fine.
I think for your next birthday, I'll make
her a cake and then get some icing and just draw a little. Thick figure with little blonde hair and a fedora hat on. It's Patrick Stump. I'm not sure if the Tipperary, the Clonmelians, my cousins, my auntie, my grandmother are going to be listening to this episode, but if you are, hi.
Oh, hi, grannies, grannies, aunties, cousins, and relatives. My name's Elder. Granny and I are bestos. Bestos, bestos.
Anyways,
first impressions.
Anyways,
can I just put out there? Gwana, do you ever watch your YouTuber people anymore?
I do watch YouTube a lot. Let's see, the main YouTubers I watch would be, you know, PewDiePie, the guy, Felix. He makes a bunch of, you know, YouTube game stuff.
Do you play games?
I bought The Walking Dead, the video game, and I installed it onto my laptop, and I got to episode 3, and then everything just kind of deleted. So I was like, okay, no bother, I'll just play it up again. And then I play up to the same point and delete it, so I just went, if I'm not playing up again. But yeah. And let's see, the other YouTuber watch, Tobuscus. Toby Turner. He just makes a bunch of funny videos, and he does the gaming stuff too. And then there's Emma Blackery and Smosh, and that's about it. I don't really watch, those YouTubers, Dan and Phil, but they're funny.
They got all cocky or something, wasn't it?
No, it's not that. They're still, really funny. I just kind of, I think it's just my opinion changed.
Okay.
I do watch them every now and then. It's just, I feel like I just kind of just went, I just kind of drifted. I'm guessing from the two guys.
I am a total different.
I feel like this is really bad because they have a radio show too. Sorry, Dan and Phil.
Day met the night in the sun. smile. So she said, that's okay, as long as you can make a promise not to break my little heart or leave me all alone in the summer.
Continuing with crazy news stories, students release hundreds of crickets in school and get caught. Several students will be disciplined for releasing hundreds of crickets in a Western Pennsylvania high school as a senior prank. Cheshire's Valley School District tells KDKA-TV that the students involved in Thursday's prank at the high school in Bridgeville have been identified and will be disciplined. District spokeswoman Cara Droney didn't say what that would entail. School officials aren't saying how many Cheshire's Valley High School seniors were involved, though the television station says it was about six. School janitors and teachers were enlisted to help round up the bugs. Some of the prank was caught on school surveillance cameras. I really want to watch a video. Is Please Say They Added a Video? There's no videos, but I'm so disappointed about that. What do you have to say about that, Bernice?
Funny.
Imagine you're in class and you're like, I don't know, in science or something. And I just want to, I'm just hoping that, like, the crickets just bursted in through a door, like, when the teacher said the most amazing thing. I want to say something that's so fitting.
I'm sorry, but the girls in our class, in our year, no, even our whole school, if that was a prank the guys or anyone did at our school, I would be on the floor in tears. I'd probably flood the place in tears from laughing too much. I swear, I'd probably be dead from laughter.
I'd be dead from fear.
Dead from fear? Oh my goodness.
God, the crickets, you know what? They're like, they jump like 10 foot in the air. I'd be at the top of the school. Just,
I'd be amazed.
I'd be praying.
I'd be shocked and laughing on the floor in tears from laughing too hard.
I'm really trying to think of a pun.
Pun.
Yeah, some pun to go with this. Come on, please. Brain, think of something.
The crickets bug you, don't they? You're welcome. I'm sorry.
Bernice proves herself as the master of all puns once more. Plane passengers caught with eggs down pants. This is in Sydney again. Australia.
You muggers. Lily, I think I know why you moved out of that country.
Shout out to Lily. You're awesome.
Yes.
Australians call tiny swimming trunks budgie smugglers. But the term might have a new meaning after customs officials at Sydney's airport said Wednesday that they found 16 wild bird eggs in the crotch of a passenger's pants. The 39-year-old Czech man arrived on Tuesday on a flight from Dubai when customs officials selected him for a baggage examination. Australian Customs and Border Protection Service said in a statement, officers conducted a frisk search of the man and allegedly found 16 small eggs concealed in his groin area, the statement said. So I'm going to presume right here now that the guy is going to think of an excuse like, I laid them, I'm going to be a mother. I should tweet about this. I can make puns too. There was no word on whether it was budgies. Small parrots, also known as budgerigars, were allegedly smuggled. The species had yet to be identified. The man, whose name has not been released, was to appear in a Sydney court on Wednesday charged with under environmental protection laws with attempting to import regulation live specimens without permit. The charge carries maximum penalties of 10 years in prison and a fine of 170,000 Australian dollars. which is like $157,000 in America, and it doesn't say euros, so we'll never know. Why?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Why would he put eggs in his trousers? What was he thinking?
He wasn't thinking. In other words, don't put eggs in your trousers.
Yes,
what if they hatched? What if they hatched on the plane? And he's just like, I'm giving birth.
He's feather brained.
I guess you could say.
I
guess you could say this didn't really fly well.
Yeah.
Ow! Clint Sparks! Fall Out Boy, let's go!
Today's my birthday, and I got the perfect present for a woman my age who already has everything she needs. For the past week, I've been made to stare at a giant box on the table wrapped up in Christmas paper. Of course, I presumed it was a box that would eventually hold smaller and smaller boxes. Well, this giant box contained, to my surprise, a giant bubble machine. Yeah, one that sends out millions of bubbles between 8 and 10 feet into the air. It takes up to 10 liters of fluid, and I cannot wait to go home and have a party. So here's a birthday song to all those who have had a birthday this week. Happy birthday to all the Geminis, and especially to the crazy ones.
Hi there, this is Norman Wiley, inviting you to keep me company on Saturday Songbook in our new time slot from 5pm to 7pm every Saturday here on Westport Radio, WRFM 98.2, or streamed live online at wrfm.ie. Whatever, you're always very welcome.
It's such a great summer's day out there. It's not too hot and not too cold. And great things have started this Saturday. This weekend, as you know, is already the Bluegrass Festival. But there's also the Clare Island Walking Festival. Now, the Clare Island Walking Festival takes you on a journey from prehistoric times to current day. And you can learn about interesting facts before you see them on the guided walks. For bookings, you should go to Go Explore Hostel or Go Explore Themed Walks or Walking Festivals. Back to the Bluegrass Festival. Oh, isn't it great out there? There's so much happening. Once again, our beautiful seaside town of Westport is attracting bluegrass and folk lovers from near and far. Music will fill the bars and streets, and the whoops and hollers of appreciative audiences are bouncing off the walls. This year, they've got acts from the UK, Europe, America and Australia, and plenty of Irish acts from all over the island. Well, go out and enjoy it. Right now, as we're speaking, there's Miriam Donoghue is in the Pantry and Corkscrew. She's a songwriter from Galway with a beautiful voice and an ability to write quirky, catchy folk tunes. That makes for an enchanting live performance. That is in the Pantry and Corkscrew. And then there's also Mando Mayo, and that's in the Cobbler's Bar and the Wyatt Hotel, and that is at 6 o'clock. You must go and enjoy, okay, these Mayo maestros. Tony Reedy, Brian Lofthouse, Richie Hickey, Derek McLaughlin, and Tim Rogers. They all play a quintet of mandolin family instruments. Enjoying the sunshine, we'll go and I'll play you one song from Just Ginger. And this one, in keeping with the summertime, it's not bluegrass, but it's from a South African group called Just Ginger. Paradise in the Summertime. In the summertime. That's what it feels like, especially here in Westport. Now, today, as we're speaking, this great cycle, the Great Western Greenway Trail with the Christian Aid is already on its way. I don't know where they are, all these bunch of cyclists right now, but they're enjoying the real scenic route, and it's not too hot for them, so they're really enjoying it. They're exploring, having fun, and raising funds to help fight global poverty. And on that note, I'm going to play you the Beach Boys' I Get Around.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around. Never been beat.
Playing lots of summertime music now, and I forgot to say thank the Truant Sound Waves, and guys, you must listen out for them next week. Bernice and Grania, great show, guys. Keep up the good work. I have to play a song now. I know lots of music, but this one is for, especially for Benny, his favorite, Wallace Bird and Country Bumpkin.
No way.
Well, that was fun. Wallace Bird and the Country Bumpkin. Right. I'm going back to... We were hoping to have Yuri in by now, but he's running around like mad organizing this Bluegrass Festival. This main event tonight is the Bluegrass Gig, and that is at the Wyatt Hotel. Tickets are €15. The Loose Moose String Band, the Corn Potato String Band, and Jock and Vera. But for now, we are going to play you some Electric Light Orchestra, Mr. Blue Sky. Mr. Blue Sky, I hope you keep your head up in Westport this evening. And this is goodbye from Wyatt Willow and the Truant Soundwaves. And we're ending with the song Summertime by the Grits and call themselves the Almost Bluegrass Band.